Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have two amazing, powerful ladies. They had their own podcast and they invited me on. I didn't realize it was video as well, because as you know, if you've ever seen me, I have a face for radio. One lady, her name is Jade D, and the other, hope I pronounce this right, is Wilnona Marie. They are tag team back again. Why don't we just get them on the phone and let's see what they have to offer you.
But before we get to that, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate anywhere in the United States, Tri-State Realty Los Angeles .com will find you a fantastic real estate agent in the area that you live. 10% of the proceeds goes to the Actors Fund and 10% goes to a charity that helps people who foster animals. This is a free real estate referral service that doesn't cost you anything. Tri-State Realty Los Angeles .com or email at Tri-State Realty LA at gmail.com.
And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. I love how you say that. It's so energetic.
So am I talking to one person or two people today?
You'll be talking to two people.
Okay, so let me get this right. So we have Jade D, and we have, hopefully I'll say this right, Wilnona Marie, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so Wilnona, is there one L in there? Because I see that on your podcast. When you guys did Facebook Live thing, there was no L. And then when you did the book, there was two L's. So was that a typo, misprint?
Yeah, I don't know how to spell my own name. Don't worry about it. It's one L.
That's all right. So what is the name of your podcast?
Podcast is And I Thought. We have four. There's the And I Thought podcast, Meet Hollywood Mondays writing class, and the Ladies Tell podcast.
Wow. Wow, you guys are go-getters. Hey, so I'm just going to take a guess. I think this is how you met. So there was a book. It was called And I Thought Divorce Was Bad. Well, Nona wrote it, but Jade, along with two other people, were contributors. Is that how you met, or am I wrong?
No, that's how we met. Yeah. Actually, Jade told me that she wanted me to write poetry again, and I was really upset because poetry doesn't make money. So, but I wrote it for her because she's my best friend in the whole world. And then we met the two, and I told her on the condition that she writes in the book. So that's how she began writing.
Oh, okay. And you have several books. There was a picture. It looked like I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is there more than that?
Yes.
What? How many?
I think total it's like 17.
Wow. Oh my God. People can't even put one book together and you got 17.
And we're coming. I just came out with a new one last week.
And then what do you do with these books? You put them up on Amazon and other places as well?
Yes. Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Indy Arthur, the Legacy Award for Poem of the Year 2019. It's pretty impressive.
So this is Jade, and I was absolutely surprised that I got that.
Because I was going through your Instagram page, and I was going, wait a minute, what is that award there? And I like scrolled in on it, and I was like going, oh, was that in Las Vegas?
It was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. All right, so how did you guys decide to get together? Were you guys best friends growing up?
Absolutely. Wilnona has always been a writer. She's written since she was 7. Published when she was 10. That was the first time she got published. I've just always been a beta reader, and I've always been the person who's like, oh, that joke is funny because I know you, but it's not going to land with everyone. So you might want to change this. I've always read her work and not to improve it. That's like the thing that we would do, right? We sit around on the swings and go over manuscripts. So we would just sit around. We would be like talking to each other about her books, and she would always been writing poetry. And then later, we were on a road and we were going toward Ocean City in Maryland. And I said, well, why don't you return to writing poetry? After she was writing so many genre books, I said, why don't you turn to writing poetry? And she's like, oh, thank Bestie. You want me to be broke forever. Because, you know, poets don't make money. And I was like, well, just try it. And then, like, I was still, and she was so wet with the name of this book B. And I was like, and I thought divorce was bad. And then I looked at her and I said, wouldn't it be funny if this is the book that really made your career take off? And guess what, y'all? It was the book that made her career take off.
Has either of you been divorced?
Yes. Wilnona has.
She's got the experience.
I've been divorced. Oh, so fun.
Yeah? You're happily divorced?
Happily divorced. Oh, yeah. The night I got divorced, once he left, I did leaps across my house. And Wilnona forgot to tell you that I did win that argument, by the way. And I thought divorce was bad was like the beginning of this crazy ride 5 years ago. So, you know, y'all be careful. When you were fighting with your best friend, they might actually be right. And then you might be stuck with them as a business partner forever. Every interview, they get to tell how they were right. Just be careful about that, y'all. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If it had been for her, I wouldn't have this wonderful career.
Yeah, so do you know who Amy Linden is?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we love Amy. And she was in our magazine, the 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates magazine. And she came on our show a few times and has really given us some insight into the world of acting, which is really nice because being a writer, right, what do you always dream of? You dream of hearing someone act out your words, maybe seeing it as a movie. To do that, you have to understand it from a whole bunch of views, and we went after that. We went after to understand it from the actor's view, to understand it from the producer's view, to understand it from a director's view.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Well, I love her.
She does a wonderful job. Also taught us so much that we actually wrote our own screenplay, and then we best one produce it as like actors read our script.
What's the name of that?
It's called The Managers.
Okay.
And it's an episodic podcast. We just finished writing episode 4.
That's awesome. So you guys basically have to create or perish, huh?
Pretty much. We've been given all this time to create, so you know I'm definitely creating. And another reason that we went after that all that information is because back in the day I had put my foot in my mouth and I ended up with a television opportunity, and then I didn't quite know what to do with it, but we figured it out. After it was done, I was like, you know, I think I need to know more. And that's another reason why we went after interviewing these people, to find out what's really involved in taking a television opportunity and making it successful to my standards.
Right. Somebody else you interviewed, she was on my show, where Bonet Bartron.
Bonet, yeah, she's amazing. And that was actually part of the journey of learning what directors look for, right? And there's not a lot of women directors in Hollywood, but we just wanted to see what a director's view of a script and how they view it. As we like to say all the time about our show, we're just so happy that our fans go along traveling with us as we get to explore the different things we've always wanted to know about.
What are your long-term goals with this?
So our long-term goals with this is poetry, right? We want to continue to write. We want to continue to learn and have exciting guests on our podcast and blog shows like the Ladies Tale podcast and the Women's Cave. We want to continue to do that, serve the writing community as best as we can. And Winona has another whole 5 pages of stuff because, you know, Jade, I'm just the person that's like, okay, let's have 2 goals. And Winona has like 5 pages. So, Winona, take it away.
So while we were in lockdown, we created a lot of stuff. One of the things were clothing and like suitcases and as merchandise. You know, one day I'd like that to actually be a clothing line. We did just get a cool opportunity, which will actually give us an opportunity to start shopping our scripts. That would be weird. I'm like, maybe we should grab the opportunity. I mean, we've grabbed all the others, jumped in, and who knows? Might as well. It's here, so you might as well do it. Of course, we're writing new books. I just wrote a romance book. We're going to play around with the poetry format and merge it with some other more genre-like format, because that's what we normally do in our other books. And of course, we have a board game. A new board game out, made from the script that we turned into books, and now it's part of the podcast. And so now it's a board game where you play as the Hollywood talent managers against all your other friends who are also talent managers. Get to start your own business, and you take a client here and do stuff and negotiate, spend money developing talent and stuff like that. It's kind of fun. It's different. It's new.
Right. And that's the name of the series as well, right? The Managers?
Yes, it is.
That's pretty interesting.
So, like, when we were reading the script, and one of the things is that we, for the Ladies Tale podcast, we also interviewed talent managers and, you know, the producers and everyone, and, of course, the actors. And as we were listening to them, it looked like a game. We should make this a game.
It is.
And so as we were listening to their stories, we're like, this is how we would play this game. So we made a board game out of it.
That's pretty cool. Some people that aren't in Hollywood, they can like kind of feel like they are.
Exactly. That was kind of the point. We wanted to bring that experience to everyone. And one of the other things is when we had talked to some actors and they were like, I don't understand why my manager can't do this. And we were like, maybe they don't understand what their manager does. Maybe we should try to put it in a way where they can like understand what their day looks like. I don't know. I'm not an actor, but I know in the literary world, right, where you are absolutely sending your books out and it is exactly what the literary agent says that they're looking for, and you sent it out and you're like, this is exactly like literally everything they said they're looking for. I've written this book. And then you just get back like, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Not even, we're sorry, we can't accept it at this time. It is literally no, period. A lot of times they tell you no with feedback. Like, no, you didn't have the look, or no, we wish you were like 2 inches taller. She's like, you get it with feedback. So you're like, I know why they said no, or you didn't button the scene right. She's like, I know why they said no. And I think that's a very interesting take on no.
That's so true. Because one acting coach that was on my podcast, Mary McCluster, she's so amazing. I sent her all my stuff and she's just like, Johnny, I gotta be brutally honest. I went, oh crap, here we go. She's like, you're overacting. You're enough. You already have the character. You don't have to act the character. Just say the lines. Just talk. So I started doing that. I'm like, wow, she's right. It comes off a lot better.
I'm like, I don't understand how actors actors can do it. They interpret those scenes so well, and then they put their own little spin on it. And I remember talking to a casting director, actually, yeah. It was the first time we ever talked to a casting director, and it happened to be for one of the networks.
Mm-hmm.
She was explaining the process that they go through to select an actor, and I was like, I don't know how actors do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot to just come in the room and be like, I'm good and I'm confident for the part, and I know that my interpretation is going to be good enough to stand there and do it in front of people, and then know the job of a casting director behind that, and then being willing to go out and do it again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my word, I think you're all my heroes.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, we get just mean straight out no's. I've been getting no's since I was 7 years old, but I'm used to that. I'm not used to putting like my heart and soul on my sleeve for into a scene, and then someone like, yeah, your heart and soul wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I know. I have one coming up. It's actually an audition for a pilot for one of the characters about some washed up movie star, and he's trying to make a comeback. I have the audition to do, and I'm sitting here reading it, and I'm going, how the heck am I going to do this? Like, a real actor can look at this and go, oh yeah, I got 16 ways I can do this. I haven't even figured out one.
Actors, they take a long time. Ask someone to just kind of like run through the process that they take, because we do have to pick people as voice actors.
Right.
So we do get to hear some people when they try out. And we do have to pick people as voice actors to read our books, because there's a bunch of different characters. So every character has a different voice. And sometimes we do it with other people. So we do listen to tons of auditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to ask someone, how do you do this? And they're like, well, honestly, they sit with it for like a week. You know, look at movies and study how other people have done it. And they're like, you find yourself just, you know, acting it out in the mirror by accident. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of dedication.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of dedication to be a writer, too, because, I mean, we're writing, what, 200, 400, 600 pages, and years and years and years of our life, and people are just saying no all the time, but I don't know. I don't think I could do the acting.
Yeah, I think I just realized that, okay, I'm probably not going to be the actual star of a series. I'll be the guy who comes up and says, yes, he went that away. Give me my $800, you know?
No, you're right. Thanks.
You know, because it's like, I'm getting all these amazing auditions and I'm not booking, you know, and I'm just like, I think I'm getting better with each one. And one day someone's going to say, Johnny, you're up. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I remember telling someone that this is for PR, but you could apply it to acting as well. It's a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you stay in it, the more you're going to find somebody's going to say it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be no for everything.
That's true.
Somebody's going to say it. And considering that, on the writer side of things, I've been hearing no since I was 7, and I am not 7 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years.
At least 15 years, right?
Because I have to be 21. I have to have my drink. Because, I mean, how else do you deal with all the no?
Hey, so all your different podcasts, how does somebody get on your podcast? Do they have to write to 4 different places? Is there one contact?
You go to www.andwethought.com. And we are always looking for actors to be on our Ladies Tale podcast.
Okay.
Always. To interview them, because it's fun. I have to admit, every interview gives us a new insight into how we should write a character. Because writing a page is static. But writing a character, they need to evolve and move and write a script. Like, as the more you get into an actor's brain, the more you're like, okay, this is how I should make it.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. This is the first time I saw it. I love the colors. I love the pink. It's really nice.
Thank you.
So, andwethought.com. Yeah, came right up. It's really nice. I like that.
Oh, sorry. And you can also go to the andithoughtladies.com. That's our new sleek, cool one.
What's that one called?
And it's www.andithoughtladies.com.
Oh, ladies.
We like to call it the condensed version, right? So it's the one page. Like, you want to know what we have going on, you can look at it one page, you click, it'll take you to where you want to go. Like, if you want to hear the Just the Ladies Tale podcast, there's a button for that.
So, hey, wrapping up here, is there anything else you guys want to say before we go?
No, I don't think there is. I think we'll probably end on what we always end our podcast is that wisdom is all around you if you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona and Jade. And thank you for listening to us ramble on and on about our books. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate this. It's the first time someone has ever asked us to, like, do PR for a show.
Well, hey, thank you guys so much for being on my show. I super appreciate it.
Yay!
All right, you guys take care and have a good rest of the weekend.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
AndIThoughtLadies.com. AndIThoughtLadies.com is where you can find more information on these amazing ladies. Speaking of ladies, we have two young ladies coming up. One is Katie Kanonikas and the other is Carly Gabriel. You don't want to miss those interviews. And remember, wherever you're listening to this podcast, please leave us a like, a share, a review, a download. We would certainly appreciate that. And if you want to help people who foster animals and you want to add money to the Actors Fund, you don't have to donate out of your own money. What you do, if you know someone who needs needs a real estate agent, whether they're buying or selling, guide them to TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com and we will find them the perfect real estate agent in their hyper local area. It is a free referral service and it costs you absolutely nothing. So don't be shy. Send me an email at TriStateRealtyLA@gmail.com or just go to my website at TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com. Well, that wraps up this episode of Actors2020Podcast.com. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and until the next episode, bye-bye.